in the limelight.
Despite the Saudi-led US-backed coalition's increased attacks against Yemen, Yemen's retaliatory attacks were met with denunciation by coalition allies, including the Biden administration and the UN Security Council. Even the Zionist regime proclaimed its support for the UAE. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Ahmed Abdul Karim, journalist. This article is published under the heading Falling Unjustifiable UAE Bombing of Saadeh Prison, US and UN Condemn Yemeni Retaliation. Stay tuned for more. In a scene rife with chaos and crying, volunteers and a rescue squad pulled the bodies of 91 prisoners from the rubble of the Saadeh city, Rimman prison, in southern Yemen recently. United Arab Emirates warplanes supported by the United States targeted the overcrowded prison, which houses up to 3,000 inmates from across Yemen and Africa. The attack was one of the deadliest since the war began in 2015. At least 91 people were killed and more than 236 seriously injured in the attacks, which left bereaved families in shock across Yemen and Africa. Witnesses described the scene of the attack in its first minutes as chaotic and tragic. Fighter jets were heard over the skies of Saadeh, while people were sleeping before their violent explosions were heard from the prison. Red fires mixed with dust and smoke illuminated flying rubble. The bodies of prisoners fueled the inferno as the screams and cries of those that survived the initial onslaught echoed from bombed-out buildings. The death toll is expected to rise as many victims of the strike remain in critical condition and hospitals struggle to cope with a lack of medical supplies as a result of a Saudi coalition-imposed siege that began in 2015. The hospital is facing a very difficult situation, with casualties lying on the hospital floor as rescuers continue to claw through the rubble searching for survivals, Doctors Without Borders said in a statement. Yemen's Ministry of Health has launched an urgent appeal abroad to send medical aid and doctors to Yemen, as hospitals are already crowded with the number of victims from previous air strikes, as well as an urgent appeal for Yemeni citizens to donate blood. Despite the Saudi-led coalition denying any knowledge of the attack, international organizations, including the United Nations, International Red Cross, and Doctors Without Borders, confirmed that the coalition was responsible. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' spokesman Stephen Dujarric said that the UN chief had condemned the airstrikes by the Saudi-led coalition against a detention center in Saadeh City. Doctors Without Borders called the airstrike unjustifiable and said that Saudi Arabia and its allies have no way to deny that this is an airstrike. Everyone in Saadeh City heard it. This is the latest in a long line of unjustifiable airstrikes carried out by the Saudi-led coalition on places like schools, hospitals, markets, wedding parties and prisons, Ahmad Mahad, the head of the Doctors Without Borders mission in Yemen, said in the wake of the attack. The attack, which came after the UN Human Rights Council voted to end the mandate of the group of eminent experts on Yemen, The only international and independent body tasked with investigating the full extent of violations in the war was not the only onslaught that took place recently. More than 14 people, mostly women and children, were killed when U.S.-backed fighter jets struck the home of a former high-ranking military official in Sana'a. Recently, at least 6 civilians, including a number of children, were killed and 18 injured after Saudi jets bombed a communications center in Hodeida. Local authorities recovered the bodies of the victims, who were mostly children playing near the building. The attack, which leveled a 3-story building to the ground, targeted Yemen's internet infrastructure in a likely bid to quell reporting on the Saudi coalition's attack on the prison. The attacks sparked anger across Yemen and around the world. Recently, massive crowds took to the streets across Yemen not only to condemn the prison attack and the recent coalition bombardment of Sa'deh, Sana'a, and Al-Hudaydah, but also to blame the United States for supporting the Riyadh and Abu Dhabi regimes. Protesters also appealed to the Yemen army led by Ansarullah to seek revenge for their recent attacks. In retaliation for the attacks, the Yemen army, led by Ansarullah, launched military operations against both Saudi Arabia and UAE. Dubbed Operation Yemen Hurricane, the operation saw a flurry of ballistic missiles and drone attacks against the Saudi-led coalition. Yemeni forces launched massive strikes using large Zulfiqar ballistic missiles and Samad-3 drones against sensitive targets in UAE and Saudi Arabia, including Al-Dhafra Air Base south of Abu Dhabi, where American forces are stationed. 2,000 American troops Al-Dhafra took shelter in bunkers during the attack, which was intended as a warning to the United States that its continued support for Saudi Arabia is no longer acceptable and could be met by direct attacks, a high-ranking Ansarullah military official told Mint Press. Other sites in Abu Dhabi and Dubai were targeted, while squadrons of Samad 1st and Qasif 2K combat drones struck a number of Saudi-led coalition military camps in Sharura, a town in Saudi Arabia's southern region of Najran. The attack is the second on the UAE. The first took place on January 17th, targeting sensitive sites including oil tanks in Musafa, ICAD-3 area, in addition to a construction site at the Abu Dhabi International Airport. Despite the coalition's increased attacks against Yemen, Yemen's retaliatory attacks were met with denunciation by coalition allies, including the Biden administration and the UN Security Council. Even the Zionist regime proclaimed its support for the UAE. None of the aforementioned have yet to condemn Saudi Arabia for the attack on the prison or for other human rights violations committed in Yemen. The reality now is that condemnations mean nothing to the many Yemenis who believe that military escalation is the only effective way to deter Saudi Arabia and the UAE. According to statements from Sana'a, the retaliatory attacks will not stop, whatever the denunciations, and will expand until the UAE withdraws from the country. The UAE will no longer be safe. We are calling on foreign companies and investors to leave for the sake of their safety. The Yemen army has repeated in all its statements on the topic.